This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Fearing an environmental disaster, Sri Lanka is towing a burning, fully loaded supertanker away from its Indian Ocean coastline. The fire is said to be still raging on the New Diamond. The captain says there were 23 crew on board, one of whom is presumed dead. The rest have been taken off the ship by the Sri Lankan Navy. One injured crew member has been flown to the capital, Colombo, for treatment. So far, no signs of an oil leak from the vessel. Ships from the Russian Navy and the Indian Coast Guard have been assisting in the firefighting. The vessel is being towed away from the coast. Rescue workers in Beirut say there are possible signs of life in the rubble of a residential building that collapsed a month ago in the huge Lebanese port explosion. The blast killed close to 200 people and injured thousands more. After pausing to wait for heavy equipment overnight, the digging was resumed this morning. Earlier, the state news agency NNA reported that a team with a rescue dog had detected a pulsing signal. The search operation has gripped the Lebanese people, who are watching it unfold on TV. Rescue teams are said to be removing debris with their hands and shovels, hoping their efforts will not be in vain, though it is generally considered unlikely they will find anyone alive. U.S. President Donald Trump is angrily denying a report in The Atlantic magazine that he made disparaging remarks about American service members who have been captured or killed in action, and that he described those buried at a cemetery in France as losers and suckers. The Atlantic claims it learned from U.S. military officers that Mr. Trump made the remark when he canceled a trip to the cemetery because of bad weather in 2018. In a Twitter message, the president calls the allegation made-up fake news aimed at influencing the 2020 election. Other words he used for the Atlantic piece, disgusting and disgraceful. The U.S. jobs report for August shows that 1.4 million people were added to the workforce, with the unemployment rate dropping to 8.4%, a bigger move than most experts had predicted, but the pace of hiring has slowed. This is VOA News.